When you ask local prosecutors or police to point to a successful example of youth outreach for at-risk kids, the name Andrew Held often comes up. Held is the director of City Life Bloomington, a youth ministry based on Bloomington's west side. WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson spoke to Held about what led him to youth outreach work and his new job as interim director at the Western Avenue Community Center.
I think one of the biggest catalysts for doing what we do was a while ago, a couple years ago, at the Jesus House. The city was there. It was a neighborhood kind of meeting to discuss the youth that were in our neighborhood. And we had just got finished with the meeting. We're talking with leadership about getting ice cream and a couple shots rang out. And Antoine Smith was shot in his shoulder and shot in his face. And we had tended to him, sat down, prayed with him, and his son was actually one of the kids that we were volunteering with at the Jesus House. And so that was a huge catalyst for us. And then it was only, I believe, 2 weeks later, having a Bible study, and I was outside talking to a member of the Jesus House, and a guy came running up Allen Street and started shooting at a group of teens. And so there was moms of strollers that were running all over the place. And so it was after those two big events that we really buckled down and said, this is going to be our main focus.
So what is City Life?
So City Life is a ministry model of Youth for Christ. And so we are geared towards 11 to 19-year-olds that are at risk. It's urban settings. And our goal is to engage them in authentic Christ-sharing relationships. And so that means we support them in spirituality. We support them with civil success, education, basic health and safety. We want to live and walk life with them. And so if that means going to football games, we're going to football games. Or tutoring them, we're going to tutor. It means a lot of different various services and time spent.
Being in this position, I'm sure that you've met many kids of different backgrounds and beliefs. Are there any obstacles you face when it comes to gaining their trust and even when it comes to introducing them to a new religion?
Yes. So there's many obstacles. First is this. The goal is we want to get to know them. And so that can take a while. There's lots of walls that they put up. You're talking with teens that have been hurt a lot or let down a lot. So that's why we really are big on consistency and really being committed to these teens. Today, there's a huge wave of teens that have a lot of apathy. And so that is hard when you're trying to engage with them and trying to get them motivated in life, for jobs, for all sorts of different things, to get them excited and just to be a part of something. So that's probably the biggest obstacle is that.
So your wife speaks highly of you. She says that you are a father figure to a lot of boys in the area. You've taken a lot of them under your wing, and she's even compared it to having your own football team. Is this true? And what are those relationships like?
Yeah, so there are quite a few teens that come to the house and eat all of our food and spend a lot of time with us. And we do. We love them. As best as we can, and so we support them, and they do become almost like your own when they're at the house a lot, and you're watching them graduate, or you're at their football games or soccer games, and you're pouring so much into their lives, and they're pouring into you as much, and when they open up and share their dreams, their struggles, you do form that bond, and so we are close, and that's the goal, is to not be surfacey, but to really build the relationship. So we do have quite a lot of awesome young men in our lives, yes.
In terms of community, we have a lot of people out here who speak highly of you. A lot of people say that you are a great person who's a prime example of how to bridge the gap between the law enforcement and black and brown kids. So how do you do it, and what inspired you to become that stepping stone towards bridging that gap?
A lot of it was just having to see the police as human beings. And not allowing, I believe that the culture and the new, it influences us way too much. And people don't tend to really think about context and where they are all the time. And so part of the problem that just really bothered me was we'd be at Friendship Park, we'd be working with kids, and I'd have an 8-year-old that would be saying, F the police. And so that's a learned behavior. Now, granted, he may have seen an issue where maybe somebody got arrested or I can't speak to everything. But I do believe for us as kind of Black culture, which, yes, there have been some negative things in the past, but that's not every single police officer. And so I started reaching out to our police department. I believe it was Sarah Mayer, a few other great officers in the very beginning. Assistant Chief Bays actually came out before he was assistant chief, so he would actually come and meet the kids. And we just started building the relationship there. And so we wanted the officers to continue coming so the kids could see the officers as human beings that are there to protect and serve and let our kids know they're not trying to, or they don't want to send you to jail. If you look at almost 99% of the time, police are there. They want to talk through the situation. They want to work it out.
That's City Life Bloomington Director Andrew Held with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson. He was recently named Interim Executive Director at the Western Avenue Community Center. This is Sound Ideas.